We are learning Masechtas Yevamim Daf Kufalaf Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of the Amud on Daf Kufalaf Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that you have this suffix. We're not sure which husband it's from, the first husband or second husband, because she got married without Avchana, without waiting 3 months. So halachas are both kahanim. There's a lot of different halachas, and one of the halachas there is only do kahanim. It says since you don't know who her father is, so if this suffix hits one of the two fathers, or he curses one or two fathers, he's not chayiv misa because he's potter, because we're not sure if he's that's his father or not. So it's a suffix, therefore he's potter. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Zakti Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, hikazeh v'chazav hikazeh. Let's say they warned him, by the way, you're not a father. And he goes and hits one father and hits the other father. Kilozeh v'chazav kilozeh. Or, kilo shtayim v'asachas. He cursed them both at one time. Hikashtayim v'asachas, he hit them both at one time. Hik is very, he took a stick and hit them at once. Or he cursed them at once. In one breath, he cursed them both. So there, what's the halacha? Chayiv. So Tanakhama holds both cases of chayiv. Saiv, hikazeh, v'chazeh, hikazeh. And even vasachas. Because the Tanakhama holds that here, you warn him, you're not allowed to hit your father. And he hits both of them, so he for sure hit his father. Ah, you don't have asra. So he holds asra, suffix, shma, asra. He says, you're not allowed to do this. And myself, now he for sure did it, so it's called asra. And vasachas is partial why you chayiv. Because there, it's not even asra, suffix. Because in this one maisa, he's hitting both. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Vasachas Chayiv. Who says, Vasachas Ahir Yechayiv, because there's not a Sra Safik. You're hitting both fathers at one time, therefore Yechayiv. Mizach Azeh, but one after another is Potter, because there's a Sra Safik. Frankly, Marakasha, Vatayim with an Abraiso, that Rabbi Yehuda Emer Potter, who just says Potter Vasachas. Even Vasachas, who says Potter. So our answer is, Traitan I live with Rabbi Yehuda, Tutanoim Kur Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, good question. Aye, Rabbi Yehuda, Vasachas. Why are you potter? Lamai says, not straw sophic, and you're hitting, sure hitting your father. Why are you potter? And so, my title, I'm potter. What's the reason? On Rav Chanina Nema, it says in the psukim, bracha lamata, it says down here, inyan of being mekalel, that's bracha lamata, mekalel of a vi'imei moisu mos, it says, that's lamata in this world. And you have lamaila, klapi maila. Venema, bracha lamaila. Which is talking about Mevaraches Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vel bnei Yisrael daver leimer ish ish ki yikalel elikav v'nosa chetoy." So it says, "Bracha lamata v'bracha lamayla." Mala mala sheim b'shutvis. If someone chas v'shalom is mekalel klapi mayla, there's no other person you could do it with. Nothing else, no other being you could do it with, together with. Af lamachem b'shutvis. Here also can't be a shutvis. Can't be two things at once. Even though there's no asura sofik here, but it's two things at once, and that's not similar to Mekal Lamaila. And the Iskish Akala Klala. And we know there's a Hekish from Akala Klala because it says Mekal of Yimoisimos, that's in Parsha Shpatim, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And in Pasuk Tezvav, two Pesukim before that, it says Maka of Yimoisimos. And one of them on the Amrim hold that's called a Hekish, even though it's Pasuk in between, but it's called a Hekish. Akapadim. So there we know, can't be any Shutvis. So that's Pshal in Rabbi Huda holds that even Vasach is a part of because it's not similar to Bracha Lamaila. The end of the Mishnah says that if both fathers are kehanim, so we know for sure the guy is a kohen. So it says he goes va'oila oila mesvar shozev v'shozev. He forces himself into this mishmar. He says, "I want to do avodah," but he doesn't get a chalukah. If he's from the, if they're both fathers are from the same mishmar, he does get kachim as it could be chalukah in the kachim. That's what it says in the end of the Mishnah. So zok the Gemara va'oila mishmar. If he's not getting a chelik in the kachim, lama oila, why is he going to do avodah? Frek the Gemara, I understand the kasha. Lama oila? I'm going to do a mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah. I don't care about the food. I don't care about the meat. I don't care about the extra, the basar. I want to do the avodah anyway. I don't need the carving stations. Ella, ola, look, tani, ella, oila, bakarcha. The question like this. Why did this, it should say like this. That if he went ahead and did avodah, he doesn't get a chalukah. Why does it say oila, which is mashma? You force him to go do avodah. Why do you force him to go do avodah? Oh, like tana, oila bakarcha. And that's the question. Why are you forcing him to do avodah? We dafka want to do avodah because both mishpachas will be upset if he doesn't do avodah because it looks like there's a psul in the family if you're not doing avodah. So we want you to do avodah. You won't get a chalukah because every mishmar can say you belong to all the mishmar, but we want you to do avodah to show that your kahuna is a mayuchistika kahuna and it's not a pagam, it's not a problem with your kahuna. So therefore, we've taken a force to go do avodah. It says if you're all from one mishmar, then you could get a chalukah. Freitig Gemara, Maestro Shnei Mishmaro, it's why you don't give out kachim to him. He doesn't get a chelik in the kachim. Deloy, the Ozal Laha Mishmar Makle, goes to this Mishmar, says, you're from the other Mishmar. Vaz Laha Mishmar Makle, he goes this way, I send you the other Mishmar. So Mishmar Echad also. Even if you're both families, both fathers, Reuven and Amram, like I called them yesterday, are both from the same Mishmar, Nami, every base out, the way it works is, but Mishmar is every Mishmar has six Bati Aves, and every day a different Beis Av does Avodah. So here, the Beis Av from Sunday will say, you belong to the Monday one. And the Monday one will say, you belong to the Sunday one. So what? Even same Mishra, same problem. Ozla high Beis Av Matchule, Ozla high Beis Av Matchule. They'll each send you flying. They'll each send you flying. Amra Papa, Hachkamar, Amho Yishtem, Mishra Echad, U Beis Av Echad. No, it's a chelik echad, echanami. The Mishra one says that one Mishra, you get a chelik, is taka, if you're from the same Mishra and the same Beis Av, then you get your chelik. Hadron, Aloch, Nusim, Allah, Nusa, Beli Neda, for those that finished it, we're starting a new parak now. Parak Mitzvahs Chalitza. So our parak is in the discuss all the different dinim of Chalitza, what type of shoe you need for Chalitza. Now the Seder of Chalitza is that if there's the husband's brother does not want to do Yibam, so you have to Chalitza, and that will free her to get married to anyone she wants. So what we do is, we go up to Besdin, and she says, this person doesn't want to do Yibam. And what we do is, she pulls off his shoe, and then she spits in front of him, and they say, Kocha Yas Lisha Shal Yivne is Beis Achiv, and then she's free Lashuk. So she has to pull off his shoe from his foot and spit in front of her. Now the parak starts off with Mitzvah Chalitza. It sounds like it's a Mitzvah Du Chalitza. There's a huge shaila in all the Tshuva Svarim. What's the halacha if you have a 90-year-old lady whose husband dies without children, and she falls even to the 88-year-old brother? So now, she's not really planning getting remarried now, so she doesn't care if she gets chalitza or not, she's not looking for a shidduch, does she have to do chalitza or not? So on one hand you say, what do you mean? The whole bar chalitza is because she wants to move to Lashuk, and she's not getting married at 90, she's not right now, she's looking for a shidduch. So she doesn't need chalitza. On the other hand, maybe it's a mitzvah chalitza. It's a mitzvah to do chalitza. So maybe it's a mitzvah to do it. So what do you do then? What's the halacha? So there's a big nidin in the tshuvas forum, and someone bring a raya from here, from mitzvah chalitza, there's a mitzvah. I'm not going to get into the tshuvas forum, I just want to bring out that shaila. Zok the Mishnah. Mitzvahs Chalitza v'shloisha dayanim. The Chalitza is done in front of three dayanim. And the dayanim don't have to be from Sanhedrin, which were mumchim. But feel shloisha adyaitis. They could be adyaitis. Even three people from the nearest shul could be the bezdin. So why is the dayanim? Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Next halacha. Chalitza b'minol chalitza sekshera. L'chatchila, you're supposed to do Chalitza with a sandal. According to Rashi, a sandal is a shoe made of hard leather. A minnow is made out of soft leather. So the chachil is to do with a hard leather shoe and not a soft leather shoe. We'll see why in Dafkov Beis and what Alf the reason is. The reason is because maybe part of it will be cut off. We'll see Dafkov Beis. Akapanam, but if you did it by minnow, it's yaitza. Chalitza by minnow, chalitza sekshera. Bam pilya. If you use a shoe made out of cloth, made out of material, not out of leather, chalitza psula. The chalitza is psula because it's not megan. It doesn't protect your foot. But sandal sheyeshloi akev kosher. If it's a sandal that has a sole, then it's kosher. She'ein la'akev, it does not have a sole, it's pasul. If it doesn't have a leather sole, the shoe is pasul. Let's say this, the yavam, the man, is missing part of his foot, the bottom of his foot. So merakuvu v'lamata chalitza. Anytime he has from the knee and lower, then it's called a chalitza. If you have the shoe on that stump, it's called chalitza. But above his knee, chalitza psula. He can't do chalitza. Chalitza with sandals in shaloi. If they did chalitza with a shoe that didn't belong to the yavam, either sandals or eights or a wooden shoe, either shall small be a min, or it's a left shoe on the right foot. Because you're supposed to use the right foot for chalitza. Either shall small be a min. Chalitza kasher. It's kosher. Even though it's a left foot on the right foot, even a left shoe on the right foot, it's kosher. Even though it's sound shalayin shalayin, it's kosher, or sound shalayin, it's kosher for the Eved. Chalitza v'gadol shu yachal ha'alach boy, or v'katon shu choyfez roi v'ragloi, if you choylitz with a shoe that's too big for his foot, but he can walk with it. Or if it's too small, but the mice that covers most of his foot, chalitza sekshere, it's kosher. But only with the Eved. L'chatchil, if you use a shoe to the right size, Why not? But why can't you? Why can't use a bigger shoe? Because he's scared. If you let him use a bigger shoe, someone's going to use a shoe that he can't really walk with it, or it's too small. It's not covering most of his leg. Therefore, we'd rather have a shoe that fits exactly. But if not, it's still chalitza asuk sheir. Zok the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, starting the Mishnah off, mitzvah chalitza v'shloisha diyanim, v'afilu shloisha v'diyotais. Even if it's three diyotais, it's kosher to be a bezdin for chalitza. Zok the Gemara, v'acha v'afilu shloisha diyotais diyanim. Now that you said three adyotas is good enough for chalitza, dayanim lamali. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? They need dayanim. It's mashma any adyotas, any three people. Why do you need dayanim dafka? And for the Gemara, kamash malon, the beinam mishloisha shiyodim lahakris gain dayanim. You need like upon them, they know how to read the parasha to the yavam and yavama. You read the parasha to them. There's a whole process. They have to say the words ma'ein yavami. It's a whole process. You have to know how to read Lashon HaKadosh very well. So you have to know how to read as good as the Yonim. That's what it means. You can take any of this, but you got to be literate. You can't be illiterate. You have to be able to read Lashon HaKadosh. Now, Tosfos speaks out in Devar Maaseh Mitzvah Chalitza. He says, Avashal Dvarim, Zok Tosfos, Ein Tzricha Shivakim Behem. You don't have to know the rest of the Hilchos Chalitza. V'chila also v'toiv, you don't Yochel Yishol V'kim. You can ask V'kim. Of a kriya, I'm lo yod lahakra, so yukli shal abakim hikriyafa. If you don't know how to read, you don't know what to ask. You're reading it like a Turk. You're not going to chap that you're not reading it well. But if you have a shayla chalitza, you'll ask someone. That's what Taisa says. The Arishayim will learn that you have to be bakim more so. And yod lahakra is kain dayanim is two things. First, you have to know how to read, and also that's bakim dayanim, you have to know the halachas also. But Taisa says you don't have to know the halachas. We have what our Mishnah says that three dayanim. And it could be three adyotas. We have it in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa. Mitzvah chalitza v'shloisha shiyodim l'hakros k'ein dayanim. The Braisa says clearly that the vart of adyotas k'ein dayanim is, it says dayanim, it says adyotas means they have to be able to read like dayanim. So mitzvah chalitza v'shloisha, three dayanim, they know how to read like dayanim. Rehu da'imer b'chamisha. Rehu says you need five. Five dayanim in order to do chalitza. It's not enough three, you need five. Now, my time is Tanakama. What's the Makar Tanakama? Remember, Chalitza is not really a Din Torah. Din Torah, we don't need three people. But Chalitza is not a Din Torah. So, how do you know you need three people? The Tanakama and the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk that you go up, also Yevimta Hashara El Hazakanim. Now, Zakanim is at least two. Zakanim Shnayim. And Ve'im Bezdin Shokel. We know those things are Bezdin Shokel. You always need an odd number when it comes to Bezdin. So therefore, it's three, because you need two. And Ein Bezdin Shokel,
it just says it's not a Bezdin.
Right, it's not a Bezdin. It's also a Shari, you have to go to a Bezdin, but you have to have from a Pasuk. You wouldn't know how many people you need without
the Bezdin less than three.
What?
If it's Bezdin, you don't have Bezdin less than three. It's not Bezdin one, you need three.
No, you can have a Bezdin of one. You have a Matan Eder by one. This is the thing, is having one person do things. Matan Eder by one, Chacham. This is the thing. So here he says, the Kainim says two. So now, but in Bez and Shokel, so it can either be one or three. This thing is two. No, this thing is two. Al Kaponim, so here it says, in the Bez and Shokel, Mosif Alei Moirech, Harekan Shloish, Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, what's Yehuda's Makar? Yehuda says five, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's Makar? So there's another pasuk. It says, V'karol is Zikne Iroi. So you have Zikanim, and you have Zikne Iroi. So you have twice the word Zikanim and Zikne, each one is two. Ve'im bezin shakel, read inside. Ziknei shnayim, zkeim shnayim, bezin shakel, masif leim arechad. You might say one more, arekan hey. So it's a chalikas of Yehuda Tanakama, how many people you need for this bezdin to make the chalitza? According to the Tanakama, it's three. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's five. The Tanakama, what do you do with the pasuk ziknei? See, Rabbi Yehuda is saying ziknei teaches us another two. So what is the Tanakama who holds that you only need three and you only need five? What does it do with the Pasuk Ziknei? Hi Ziknei Ma'avale. Ma'bayulei le Rabuya filo shloisha hadyaitis. He learns the Pasuk Ziknei ti marba even hadyaitis. Because the word Zaken doesn't dafka mean a bez, doesn't dafka mean a dayanim, doesn't dafka mean mumchen. Zakenim means any Zakenim. So you can ask me the kasha, so I know already hadyaitis. The first word Zakenim. So Tait speaks out, because here it says Asha'ara. It says, va'also yivimta Asha'ara. Hashara. So Hashara means Sanhedrin. So you would think Hashara is the kingdom of Dafka Sanhedrin. Comes Ziknei and says no, it could be even Hadiyotis. That's why you need a pasuk to tell you even Hadiyotis. Akaponim, Tanakam says Ziknei is teaching us even Hadiyotis. So here we have, so far, we have Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. Tanakama says three is enough, and some zakenim. What do ziknei teach you hajaitis? Rudu says no. Ziknei and zakenim says you need five people for the bezdin.